We want to talk for a few moments about chemical balances, genetics, and hormones. This is not a how-to session. This session is more of a, I want to try to explain to you and help you understand, and I'm going to tell it to you a number of times because it takes a while to get it. I want to explain to you the reliability and the certainty of these diagnoses. What makes this topic or these topics important? Why should we spend time talking about this? They're common. We deal with them every day. How do we deal with them every day? Okay, people use them. I mean, realistically, people do use them as the excuse to explain why they behave or think or act the way they do. Good. What else? What makes this important that we talk about this? You'll find them in your family. And that may mean, yeah, hey, if they got it, you know, what about me? There's certain ideas people have taken as fact, and we've got to be critical thinkers to say, is that really fact or not? Now, we're not being critical of anybody else. We're just saying, is that fact, and how do we make that distinction? How do we know that? All right? Now, what makes this difficult to understand, these topics? Okay, someone says the confusion out there. Oh, okay, they're very vague, but yet they communicate as if it's fact and certain and we know and all those kind of things. But it's vague, but they're out there using some big words I don't understand and some big concepts I don't understand. And trying to read through that stuff is like I would say when I try and read stuff lawyers write. I mean, it's like goes on and on and on and says nothing. Okay? My one lawyer joke. I got it in. Okay, it's subjective and not objective. What intimidates you about this topic? Okay, we're not doctors. They call it science. They call it science, and I'm not a scientist. Okay, anything else? What intimidates you? Because because unfortunately, we are often intimidated by this. Right, we don't have the papers. They're not going to listen to you. And they really, really believe. Right? And again, the reality is, and again, see, we sometimes get sucked into this. Well, if somebody really, really believes it, it must be true. Is that right or wrong? Not always right. I'm sorry, you were going to make a comment. I didn't want to shut.
It's very hard to argue with experience.
Okay. Ooh. Now, that is a very interesting concept. Because don't tell me anything about science. My experience knows more than science does. That's very good, my experience. We've not had that one before. That's a very good one. And the solutions are medical. And I don't understand that, and I can't do that, and I can't do any of those kind of things. Okay? Let me make sure I covered all my questions. Okay. Is it important to know the difference between theory and proof? What's a theory? The best educated, well-reasoned, thought-out guess about what the problem is. The proof is, it's proof, it's nailed down, it's certain, there's no question about it. The interesting part about medicine is that there's less and less nailed down stuff and more stuff that's always changing all the time. Stuff that we thought was nailed down, we don't do it that way anymore. It's not quite that way. All right, let's talk about this. I've got a little cartoon, and we'll refer back to this cartoon because I think this cartoon is important, and this is kind of right up my field. Oh, Daryl, there's our baby. You know what, honey? It looks like you. Really? Sure, look at that profile. Look at that beautiful little head. That's not the head. Well, in that case, it looks like me. Look at that little rascal move around. Well, Doc, can you tell whether it's a boy or a girl? Here's the question. I mean, I don't care about anything else. I mean, I don't care about all this kind of stuff. I mean, I as an OBGYN, I go to courses to learn about ultrasound, obstetrical ultrasound, just ultrasound in obstetrics, not even gynecology. And I go to 3-day courses just to learn about obstetrical ultrasound. Is it complicated? Is it very... Yeah, is it a lot of stuff to learn? Yeah. But the question is it a boy? I mean, I don't care. Is it a boy or a girl? Well, based upon what I see, I'm pretty sure that it's a... Are you sure you want to know? Tell us. And that is typically the response about how it goes with the mouth wide open, just like that. Tell us, tell us, tell us. I think it's a girl. Shoo, I knew it, I knew it. Of course, without a blood test, I cannot be 100% certain. The probability of accurate sex determination at this stage by ultrasound is inexact at best. So in other words, ultrasound is very complicated. It's very detailed. If you've ever seen the pictures, it's not like a color TV. It's black and white and gray. And when you look at it initially, you're like, those guys are making up a lot of stuff that they think they see on that ultrasound. But yeah, all that detail, all that meaning, if it's not a girl, it's a boy. Okay, now, is there complexity in the ultrasound? But is there simplicity in certain aspects of it? Because if it's not a boy, it's a girl. It's one or the other. So when we talk about this, I understand that having talked about this over a number of years, that this can be a very emotional issue for many people. Possibly even for people in this room. My comments are not meant to be a personal attack on anyone. The goal is to be tactful but straightforward and forthright. As a physician trained in the medical model of counseling, I understand it may be difficult to reject the medical model. As we talk about this, energy is needed by all participants. Who would be all participants? Yeah, me and who else? All of you in this room. All right? So we all need, and here's the question. You see, I'm trying to give you information. I'm trying to give you some data so that your confidence in the scripture is what it should be. That your confidence in God being able to help this person or that person with these kind of labels is what it should be. I would like to see light bulbs turn on in the next hour. What do I mean by light bulbs turn on? Have you ever worked with people who are not getting a concept and all of a sudden the light goes on? I would like to see light bulbs go on in the sense of, oh, okay, I get it. I now understand how reliable that diagnosis is. Or how reliable or certain that label is. Make sense? That's really my goal. And we'll see how many light bulbs I see go on. Or it gets really bad and then they just blow out. No. Now, let's first talk about chemical imbalance. What does a chemical imbalance mean to you? Okay, that little Zoloft. Yeah, we really are influenced by our culture today, aren't we? But that really communicates a message in a way that all of us understand it. And by the way, I'll say it again. Those guys that do those commercials and do the marketing, they are really smart. They know how to get you and get me and get me to buy into what they're trying to sell. Right? By the way, if you look at that, I mean, don't you want to be on Zoloft? Because you want more of those things going across. I want more of that, you know? Okay, so chemical imbalance, what does it mean to you?
It's confusing.
Okay, and you guys are way, way, way beyond where I want to be. Because I want to start with, what's a chemical? Yeah, everybody goes, oh, that's not what I was going to answer. Okay, and again, it is confusing, but what I'm trying to do is to break down the confusion. You say, well, you ain't doing very good so far. Chemical. What's a chemical? A substance that can be. How do I know it's a chemical? It can be measured. It can be quantified. It's known. It's on that periodic table and all those, right, or combinations of those. Remember that when you were in chemistry and you forgot that and said, I never want to learn that? Okay, so chemicals are known and measurable, right? Okay, what is imbalance? Because all that I'm doing is taking the words and breaking them down. What's imbalance? Okay, either too much or too little, or the ratio of two things together is out of balance. And imbalance presumes that there is a balance, that there is a norm, and that we know what the norm is. Make sense? With me? Well, okay, absolutely. I'm following you now. I understand.